can hear you pray. It's only a matter of time. Oh, my. Looks like I've caught something in my web. A little moth, so desperately trying to fly away. The more you flutter, little one, the more entangled you'll be. I recommend you keep still and quiet, like a good little prey. That's it. Good girl. It's so easy to capture you, humans. I come up on your right side, you go left. I come up on your left, you go right. So easy to just herd you into my webs. Admittedly, though, I haven't had much luck this year. And with mating season upon us, well, let's just say I'm very fortunate to have a little moth as cute as you stumble into my territory. My, that is a good question. What do you intend to do to me? Well, it's a bit of a long answer, and very much dependent on if you're cooperative. To put it bluntly, if you're a good little moth and do every little thing I say, you'll walk away, albeit with a belly full of my eggs. If you don't, well, you probably would rather not hear what would happen. So then, pray, are you going to be good, or are you going to be difficult? Good answer, pet. First thing, then, is to remove those clothes. I'd ask you to, but it seems you're in a little bit of a bind. My claws should work nicely. Fuck, you're hot. That'll take me long to fill you up and send you on your way. Unless you want me to take you home. Would you like that, little moth? To be bound and bred and drug home by the spider whose territory you trespassed into? No matter. We can discuss that after I've finished with you. Now spread those legs, prey. I want to taste you, and I doubt you want me going in raw. I thought you said you were going to be good. Do you really think it's wise to refuse the woman who tied you up and has her claws around your throat? I'll give you one more chance. Open your legs. Good girl. Fuck. What did I do in a past life to deserve prey as delicious as you? Sounds like you're enjoying this. Are you? Are you enjoying me ravaging you? Taking advantage of you? Don't deny it, you filthy girl. I can feel you clench around my tongue. Your body betrays you. You're ready for me, little moth. As a courtesy, I'll go slow when I insert myself, but don't expect me to go slow afterwards. Oh, I have barely inserted myself, and you're already trying to stifle your moans. You're such a precious little prey. Perhaps I should keep you. Almost all the way in. There we go. Would you like that pet? To be drug back to my den and used as little more than an incubator when I'm ready to lay? No? Well, the way you clenched, it seems more like a yes. Not that you really have a choice. You feel much too good to be let free after this. Soon, I'll come and I'll fill you with our brood. Are you ready? One egg after another, traveling down my length, stretching you open, nestling inside you. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, here they come, little moth. Maybe a dozen eggs, one after the other, stretching you open, and being deposited inside. Watching your belly swell is almost making me consider a round two. The energy that is. They're all in. Be a deer and stay here while I clean myself. As soon as I get back, we can be off to my den. Begin your new life. Hey. I got you, baby. Come here. Can you hold on to me while I get you down? Okay, good. Hold on then, sweetie. Shh, you're okay. You did so well for me, love. Was it okay? Not too rough or anything? I know you didn't call safe, but I'm glad you enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it too. Here, take this water and drink it. All of it. Now. Good girl. Here's some extra clothes. I know it's chilly, so get those on and you can just sit on the ground and lean against me. There you go. Now, let me hold you, baby. You did so well for me. I was worried I was too rough, honestly. I'm glad that you enjoyed it so much. You were such a cute little moth in my web. You know, everything I said, everything I did, it was all a character. You're not dirty or bad or anything else I called you. You're beautiful and intelligent and, frankly, way out of my league. I'm so proud of you and so touched that you trusted me to do this with you. I love you. What? Oh, no. The eggs won't actually develop or anything. They'd have to be fertilized first. In a few hours, they'll begin to disintegrate and either be absorbed or passed. Everything will be back to normal soon. Don't worry, baby. Now, let's get you back home. I'll run you a nice warm bath, order us some delivery, and we can cozy up and watch Hocus Pocus or something. Sound good? Great.